हम आह भी भर लें तो हो जाते हैं बदनाम, वो कत्ल भी करें तो चर्चा नहीं होता। ये हालत है आज की सरकार की। हम पे जो जुल्म हो रहा है, हमारे सर कट रहे हैं, हम आह करें तो देशद्रोही बन रहे हैं। जो 4000 स्क्वायर किलोमीटर चीनियों को सौंप दे, चर्चा नहीं होती।
नमस्ते, सुस्वागतम एंड वेलकम टू ज्ञान गंगा वर्ड्स ऑफ विजडम ऑन आर विराट हिंदुस्तान संगम सोशल मीडिया चैनल्स। टुडेज एपिसोड इज 229 एंड वी विल बी हैविंग द नेक्स्ट 1 hour एन इंटरेस्टिंग डिस्कशन ऑन चाइनीज गैम्बिट, हाउ चाइना इज चैलेंजिंग पीएम मोदी एंड डॉक्टर सुब्रमण्यम स्वामी, एंड देन आवर पैनल विल बी डिस्कसिंग दिस इशू फॉर द नेक्स्ट 45 मिनट्स टू एन आवर। I have to thank our viewers for the response we have received for our last week's episode, whether democracy is under threat in India, and the viewership has been phenomenal across the globe. And we thank our viewers for their support we get. And as you know, we are not only on one channel, we are on various social media channels, and some people watch our programs, a recorded version which is available especially on YouTube. They watch it later on. So we thank our friends across the globe for this support we have been receiving. And let's now hear from Dr. Swami on the Chinese gambit, how China is challenging PM Modi. Over to Dr. Subramaniam Swami.
Thank you, Jagdish, and friends, Ramesh and Arvind Chaturvedi. I think we now are on a very, very interesting slippery slope. We really don't know whether the Chinese will attack now during the election or just post the election. But the fact is that almost everyone I have talked to say that the Chinese have moved, and they moved into vast areas of India's undisputed territory. And it's roughly estimated that about 4,067 square kilometers of land has been gobbled up by China. China is also renaming all the villages and threatening the villagers that if you use the old name for your village, we'll have you killed. And so, and they are putting up in Chinese language the names of the various places in Arunachal. Now, all this is going on, and there is no reaction from the government of India. Why? This is the main thing that I wish to focus on. What is it that what is the problem? Why is Mr. Modi not able to say straight of all, we have been aggressed by China? Let him say that we don't have enough weapons just now. I will do the shopping, and after the elections, if I'm elected, I will go collecting around to fight China. There are lots of countries would like India to fight China because we've got the comparable strength with the Chinese, the Chinese have a disadvantage in the sense that they're coming to the Indian border is a very long drive that has to come from the mainland of China. Of course, it has to pass through Tibet, which is not it's a very hostile area. So they have lots of problems. We can't now think of 1962, because 1962 was a collapse of Mr. Jawaharlal Nehru. And if he had used, as Rajagopalacharya had many times said during that time, that send the Air Force and knock their supply lines. But Nehru did not do that. Similarly, Mr. Modi today is only saying that koi aaya nahi, koi gaya nahi, and he's standing by it. And none of the people in the ministry is allowed to say that the Chinese have occupied Indian undisputed territory. I'm not talking about a disputed territory where they're sitting. Just want to remind you that after my meeting with Deng Xiaoping in 1981, there was a series of moves that took place during Rajiv Gandhi's time and then Narasimha Rao's time. And we worked out an agreement that we will talk, and for the time being we neither accept the Chinese version nor the Chinese need to accept our version, but we will negotiate. I will not go to war. And this was the situation all through till here and there they kept nibbling, but that was not considered as a Chinese central of body's decision. But once Mr. Modi came to power, and then he went on that silly walking experiment with them, 18 times the two of them met, and and we've seen so many pictures of their walking and so on. I don't understand why you should be walking as if the microphones can't pick up from the open air also. So anyway, we still don't know what they talked, because there's not a scrap of paper available to anybody in the government as to what Mr. Modi talked with Xi Jinping. All that we know is that at the end of it, Xi Jinping seems to have come to a conclusion that Modi is not a serious player. He is just interested in this press dynamics, and therefore he began moving forward. China has moved into parts of Bhutan. We are keeping quiet. China has taken over this island in the south, Maldives, and they have thrown Indian soldiers out in a very insulting way, and we are not able to do anything. Sri Lanka is under great pressure to take Chinese aid, because the Indian bureaucracy, especially Mr. Jaishankar and all, they go to Sri Lanka and throw their weight around, and the Sri Lankans are fed up. And so the Chinese may go through. In Bangladesh, the Chinese have come in a big way. Of course, in Pakistan, they are very strongly entrenched. So in Nepal also, the Chinese are in big strength there. So I think we are surrounded. And they have also made incursions in Uttarakhand. So why is the Prime Minister not telling this country, our country, what the real situation is? And everything I have said has not been denied. Not that they have accepted it, but they have not denied it. And I did one of these right to information thing, and it three layers, just kept quiet. They wouldn't say yes or no. And so I finally went to the chief of the Information Commission, and then he fired them. The External Affairs Ministry representative was there, the Defense Ministry's representative was there, Home Ministry's representative was there, and the Army, Navy, Air Force, all were present in that. And he fired them. He said, "How can you do this? What is your difficulty?" And so they have been given that time to come out with the facts as per the right to information. And that will happen if it doesn't, of course, it's supposed to happen in another 10 days. If it doesn't happen, then I go back to the High Court, which originally gave me the strength to approach the government. So why is it this is being hidden? Nobody wants to talk about it. Privately, when I talk to many of the concerned people whose names I can't take on this show, is that they all say, sadly, it's true whatever you say. And even the numbers they say, we agree. And so and many of the things are not even told to us where we have made the sacrifice. In Galwan, our 20 people died, and they killed so many Chinese, and they were... That news was also blacked out. What is your what is this? Why do you get scared if the Chinese all over the world or no are beaten by 20 of our Jawans who laid down their lives? But Galwan has finally been handed over to the Chinese, the very thing for which we fought. We have handed over all important parts that the Chinese wanted. Now, somewhere we have to make an assessment. Is Mr. Modi under some kind of pressure which he doesn't want the Chinese to come out with? Otherwise, what is this difficulty? What is the difficulty with Mr. Modi coming out on All India Radio or on all the television stations and say, this has happened, I hope it could be settled, so I did not make an issue, but now I have to tell you that they have occupied so much territory. They have crossed the line of actual control, which was agreed by Narasimha Rao's government. At that time, I had a minister rank position with Narasimha Rao. Narasimha Rao depended on me on many of the things that we did. And we worked out a complete agreement that we will talk, we will not engage in any fight, and the situation will be as it is, but that doesn't mean we accept the positions. And we started negotiating. After Mr. Modi came, he went for long walks with Xi Jinping. 18 times he went on walks with Xi Jinping. I don't understand what Xi Jinping must be thinking. He must have lost all respect. And in fact, Mr. Xi Jinping, after that in Indonesia and in other places, he has completely ignored Mr. Modi. And in fact, in Indonesia, it was shameful to see Mr. Modi running from one end to another to be photographed with Xi Jinping. So I think, is it something that they know about Modi, which Modi is afraid they may make it public? I don't know. This is something Mr. Modi has to tell me. I don't have to ask the Chinese, what have you got on Mr. Modi? Although I know the Chinese very well, but they also know that when it comes to nationalism, I'm no less nationalistic than any Chinese. And therefore, I, as a friend, was shocked when I learned that a lady officer brought to our notice. And I congratulate that lady who had the guts. I think she was either superintendent of police, she was some high official in IPS or something like that. Superintendent of police. I congratulate her that she did it. And poor old lady, I don't know what they did with her. She's been posted somewhere else, maybe to Timbuktu or something like that. So I want to know right now this. So let me start saying a few things very clearly. The much of the takeover that the Chinese have been nibbling even during the Congress part. But it was no use blaming the Congress because I know what they are or what they are and what is their... Or what is the hold of China on Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi? I know very well. They can never defend India when it comes to China for the reasons which I can't make public because I have no documentation in writing to put it on. I think the day I get it, I'll put it on. But the fact is, let me warn the country that as far as China is concerned, the Congress Party's top leadership cannot stand up to China under any circumstances. So there is a reason for it that we'll talk about it later. But what is the problem with Mr. Modi? Our BJP is not a single man party. There is vast, large number of karyakartas. We've got so many various organizations, the Vishwanda Parishad, of course, the RSS, and Vidyarthi Parishad. So many across the country we have got people. So how can Mr. Modi deny this information? So I would like to point out that in the meetings that Modi had with Xi Jinping, Xi Jinping went back to China and informed their Politburo that this is what we discussed, this is what we have come to a conclusion, and this is what Mr. Modi has conceded. But Mr. Modi has not revealed it to anybody, not even to his defense minister, not even to his other senior ministers. The whole country doesn't know what is the time, 18 times that he went up and down with Xi Jinping. So this is an election time. I think people have to ask this question, because can you trust Mr. Modi with the territory of India? You can use all these methods that have been used by shutting off the newspapers from reporting anybody whom Modi doesn't like. It doesn't matter whether he's in BJP or he's outside BJP. People have been targeted. The key officials of the government of India have gone to various newspapers to tell them that the following names, you will not even publish one line of it. All that were fine, because in this now the age of what we have of electronics, we are able to put all this out. So what I would, before handing over to my other colleagues here and then have a discussion, let me ask you one question. Why is it that in the RTI, the government of India refused to tell us how much land the Chinese have occupied? One question. And we have not got it, but it's now reached a situation is going to be very difficult. And second is, why is it that when the people of Ladakh, like our friend who is now was planning to go on a Padyatra, and I had hoped to join with him, but because of some court cases here, I have to put it off, but I will go to Ladakh one of these days very soon. But the fact is that they are eyewitnesses of what has happened. And what do you think they will feel? And we are supposed to defend them. And then the military people who see me here and there with under great care so that they are not identified, they are almost in tears that we are not allowed to do anything. We just have we've been frozen there. And the Americans have a satellite. They have put it all out. And if I use the American satellite, they will say, oh, I'm doing American propaganda. Please tell me, you have also satellites. The government of India has satellites. What does the satellites show if you don't want to show the exact positions according to your atlas? You at least ask the satellite information to be provided to us. At least provide it to the parliament. In the parliament, I had, when I was there as a member, I asked a question. How much the Chinese have taken of our land? And I got a reply that it is not in the national interest to disclose it. What does that mean? Whose national interest it is not to disclose it? That it's already give away. So all this put together, I'll say that we are today in a much worse condition than during Jawaharlal Nehru's time. Jawaharlal Nehru couldn't keep all this secret. It started coming out, and their Congress Party people like then Morarji Desai and Mahavir Tyagi and so many others, plus in the opposition, we had so many good people. All of them in Parliament made it so difficult that by 1962, we know exactly what had happened, who has let down whom. And Jawaharlal Nehru, of course, was so hurt his health deteriorated and he soon ended. But today, I want to tell you that there were twice when the Indian Army was given free hand to deal with the Chinese in high mountain areas. One was on the borders of Sikkim in 1967. That is 5 years after the debacle. And the Indian Army threw the Chinese out, pushed them back into China, crossed into China and shot at them. And that is something that ultimately our government suppressed. saying that we don't want to provoke the Chinese, but it was widely circulated. In those days, I used to go and address the defense colleges and so on of the Army and Navy Air Force, and I was shown what all we did. Then in 1987, in Arunachal, there's a place called Sumdurung Valley. And Rajiv Gandhi was the prime minister, and I knew him well. And he showed me what they had done. They had thrashed the Chinese and made them run across the border, leave alone retreat. And that Sumdurung Valley also was suppressed because Rajiv Gandhi said all his colleagues in the party saying, no, don't provoke the Chinese. Let it circulate it amongst the army and let them feel good. The public doesn't want to know what. So what is this about China that is scaring so many people? I don't understand. I know the Chinese very well. They are no stronger than we are. They are no more patriotic than we are. Why is it that we are afraid to disclose what the Chinese have done to India? And in fact, go to the extreme of telling a lie that koi aaya nahi, koi gaya nahi, which is not true and is no more true also. And so, all told together, if you look at our situation today, anytime the Chinese can attack us during the elections and after the elections, they could do it in July, they could do it in November, and we'll be all in a big troop. What explanation do we in the members who are members of the BJP tell the public, which is supposed to be a great patriotic party, and now we have to say that we kept quiet while the Chinese roamed around as they liked. And once the Chinese come down to Ladakh, it will not be very difficult for them to connect up with the Pakistani forces, and we will be in a very, very, very big soup. So today I am creating alarm. Of course I'm creating alarm. If you can't make the people wake up to this and not be carried away with the stupid mainstream media, which is so afraid even to mention what is published abroad, what is the difficulty for them to publish what is published abroad and ask, will the government of India contradict this? They don't know. They are prohibited by the External Affairs Ministry to say, to publish anything which is derogatory to the Indian position in India-China border. So, therefore, I would say that this is a matter on which I will continue during these coming months as I get more and more information. But at this moment of time, I think we need to inform the public, get ready. The war with China can come anytime. And at that time, no use crying that Chinese have betrayed you or they're rascals and all that stuff. The fault is yours that you did not prepare the country to meet an enemy who was planning all the time to come and attack and take. He's already taken vast areas of Arunachal and Ladakh. Now we must get them out of it and push them out. And if they continue to fight, then we must think in terms of even declaring Tibet as an independent country, because we are the ones who let down the Tibetans and let the Chinese take it over. Tibet is a country, is an area which the Chinese cannot easily defend because they have a long supply lines for Tibet, and to come to that terrain, and I don't think the Chinese people are very keen to fight either, because they're all being forced to have only one child per family, and therefore the one child goes to battle and dies, that's the end of the family. So there's a lot of revolt on that. Their economy is in a mess just now, so this is the ideal time for India to retaliate against China. And if they don't do, we have to consider Mr. Modi as being not true and loyal to Bharat Mata. Over to you, Jagdish.
Thank you, Dr. Swami, for this interesting insight. We have a few questions our friends would also discuss, but we have some questions which our team members also will put on. One of the question is, I'll put it up on the screen for the benefit of our viewers. Here is it's on the screen. So, what is the reason of Modi not taking action against China?
only I don't know, but the only guess I can make by elimination is that he's become chicken. And he's, I know that in many situations when he's very strong and in when he finds the other side weak, but I found that when some other, the other side is strong, he becomes chicken. I've seen that in America, he's dealing with the American issues. I've seen that in, I think, of course, in the case of Russia and China, it is all obvious. But I think all he is chicken. He is afraid. If he can't do anything to Maldives, what can he do to China? And so he feels that if the Chinese come, they run through various parts of India or North India, then that is the end of him, and he'll go down in history as the biggest loser that we had elected as Prime Minister.
Dr. Swami, another question on the screen. What probability exists in resolving border issues and overtake economic supremacy with China? Please, can you just inform? I know it's a big subject, but if you can just enlighten India, our viewers.
India can overtake China if within a matter of 4 years if we change our policy. And I've written about it in my book on Reset, which has been published 4 or 5 years ago, three, four years ago. It was a bestseller. It has been, I think, 9 times they've had to reprint it. So there is a very easy possibility. During the time of Jawaharlal Nehru and Indira Gandhi, our growth rate was only 3.5% per year. And people used to jokingly say, this is the Hindu rate of growth. And we can't grow it any faster, you know, it's very difficult and all kinds of. Narasimha Rao came a bit of it and during Chandrasekhar's time also experimented. Of course, I had minister rank position with Narasimha Rao. And Narasimha Rao was gutsy enough to unwind the all the things which are holding back India. And he created a new market system. And in no time, our growth rate went for 3.5% per year, which was for 50 years, from 1947 to 1997. The growth rate was 3.5% or thereabout. And it was really during the Narasimha Rao period, it started accelerating. And by the time Narasimha Rao, the term was over, he had raised the growth rate to 8%. Today, whatever they put out, 6%, so they're all bogus. I asked them to have a debate with me. I've said in articles, come and have a debate with me and prove that you got your growth rate 6%. From the year 1916, the growth rate of GDP has been coming such consistently down. And if it's gone up, it is in compared to the downfall that took place during Corona. And the Corona depth and then recovery has all been made as part of the high growth rates that they claim. So therefore, economically, no policy. It's all, you manage the newspapers, they can't open their mouth. I'm ashamed of them. I thought they were bad enough in the emergency, but now today also, they are as whoever they say should not, name should not appear in the newspaper, they will not publish it. Otherwise, they will immediately get some officer of the PMO coming to them and saying, we'll withdraw all the advertisements we are giving you and you will suffer very badly. And so they are all become chicken. So we are not getting it from the newspapers. But as far as the economy is concerned, our economy is stagnating. It should be really growing at 10% per year, but we are not even growing at 4% per year in an actual carrier. As far as our taking on China is concerned, first of all, you must have that resolved, you know, politically. I mean, after all, the army is an army which goes in a democratic system, goes by what the political authorities tell them. But if your political authorities go and tell lies, they went and talked to A, B, C, D, they went to Moscow, they went to Beijing, and all the rubbish that comes in the newspaper. The fact is that the Chinese have contempt for this government. And you have to either disprove that you're not contemptible, or let it be established that they are contemptible in the electorate, deals with those people appropriately.
Arvind, you all can choose some questions, and Ramesh.
Can I quickly put some up?
Dr. Swami, I have a question.
Yes.
You have said just now that any time China can attack, whether it will be during election or after elections or in November, the question is, in case this happens,
yes,
in case China attacks, of course, yes, they are working it out and they're planning it yes, as per your statement. Now, in yes, case that happens, according to the statistics, where is our army placed? How are we in militarily strengthened compared to the Chinese military or PLA?
Well, first of all, let me tell you, even if the political authorities develop a diarrhea and go and hide somewhere, the army, if they are given free hand, they will teach these people a lesson. They have done it in Galwan already. We had to restrain them afterwards. Our government had to restrain them, and then ultimately Galwan had to be given away. The fact is that the Indian Army, according to my information, is itching to throw the Chinese out. And they are not, it's not like 1962. 1962, the army commander, that Mr. Call or something his name was, he ran away from the from Arunachal and came to Delhi and said he had a cold, something like that. So the army chiefs who were promoted during the Jawaharlal Nehru's period, they all were chickened up. Today the army is not like that. It has grown, and I would wonder that one of our commander in chiefs has died in a helicopter crash. Whether the Chinese were behind it or not, there's been no inquiry, so we don't know. But the fact is, as far as fighting China is concerned, the terrain is in our favor. It is against the Chinese. The Chinese economy is in a much worse position than India is, and we have got friends who don't want to send their troops to fight China because they know what has happened, what happened in Afghanistan, what happened in Vietnam. And so, the Americans are just tired of sending their people for the sake of democracy. So, but if India fights, the weaponry that we need will come very fast from the Western world because they all want to see that China is shown its place. And India is in a position to do it. The entire logistics is in favor of us. And I would say that, in fact, we should prepare to fight. We should and strike instead of waiting for the Chinese to strike on you.
And if the China takes support of Pakistan, and also China is friendly with Russia, I mean, then militarily we are going to be very weak compared to three enemies.
Not at all. Pakistan is in no position to do anything. The only thing is Pakistan has to preserve is that it doesn't break into four. Last time it broke into two. And at that time also, I used to hear the same thing. We'll be in big trouble. There'll be communal riots, this, that. But ultimately, Bangladesh was created. It's a, you can't, who has given evidence as to what Pakistan has got? And how do you know that Pakistan can't be restrained by some other countries which will be friendly to India and hostile to China? I wouldn't want to name them, but I know there are countries which can make Pakistan behave. Pakistan did behave in 1971 of not invading the western part of India because of certain pressures that were brought in that time. And throughout, I would say that this Pakistan bogey is not called for. In any case, when your country is in this kind of trouble, you can't say, oh, that fellow will do this, this fellow will do this. This is not the way for a valiant people to speak, you see. They must say, yeah, we have to do it. And it may take 10 years, 200 years, don't care. After all, our people fought for 1,000 years to get rid of two very powerfully armed foreigners who came to this country and looted this country, raped this country, God knows what all they did. But ultimately they went, they had to go. We may have paid a price, we may have had to partition part of our country. But the fact is that by and large, India has survived what happened in those last 1,000 years. So I don't think that we should begin with this principle. And it's better to die than to assume that is, you know, why should we die for a piece of land? This is Bharat Mata. This is our territory. And we must make it known to everybody that we'll fight to the finish. If we don't win this year, we'll win next year. If we don't win next year, we'll win 10 years from now. But we will not give up. That should be the attitude.
Dr. Swami, some of our viewers are watching you from Ladakh. In fact, they watch every program. They just have an update for you. You know that our friend Poonam Wanchuk had gone on a hunger strike and he was to go to the border area. But he has addressed the people yesterday and he has said that because people have been started arresting people of this peaceful movement and that CRPC 144, what I'm displaying on the screen, has been clamped and internet is not been properly allowed, they have temporarily called off the march to the border area. So Mr. Poonam Wanchuk and his friends have conveyed this message. People are watching us from Ladakh. They have been watching us not for this today's program, but they have been watching us all around of what you have been saying on various Indian policies and the other issues that you talk on this program.
Is this, Dr. Swami, quick question. Is this, as the viewer has asked this question, is it suppression of freedom or expression of freedom, Dr. Swami, just putting people, for what do they have to put the CRPC 144 there?
Absolutely, it was a totally peaceful movement. Where is the question of putting the CRP or whatever, whoever is there, put them in jail? I'm sure that the CRP also must have cried all along the way while they were doing that. Everybody, all members of the armed forces in India, whether it's the Army, Navy, Air Force, or CRP or BSF, whatever, they all are hurt. And they speak to me when I meet them in aeroplanes, I meet them in aerodromes, wherever. And they all know that I am taking this hard line. They say, "Sir, we hope that you will succeed. This is our own the self-prestige, which is important, and we are ready to die for it." Now, there's no question. The government, of course, gives an order. They will have to obey. Otherwise, they'll all be court-martialed. So, therefore, what is being done should be condemned. But that doesn't mean that they can get away with it. I will tell him, I will tell our Sonam that don't worry. We will soon, as the weather improves, we'll come down and sit with you and work out a method by which and not only the whole of India will support us, but all democratic world, all world over will support our satyagraha against the Chinese.
Dr. Swami, I have some slides to show you, some data. So then I'll show one, then I ask your comment, and then we'll move on that way, Dr. Swami. So the first one, this was a report provided by the Superintendent of Police in Leh in January of last year, January 2023, where Modi and Amit Shah attended the meeting. Where the superintendent of police said clearly that we have, out of the 65 patrolling points, we have lost 26. And due to restrictive or no patrolling by ISFs. China now says, since there is no patrolling, we are occupying. India, in that process, they are not even retaliating. So they call this the salami slicing. Now, the PLA has taken advantage of the buffer areas in de-escalation talks by placing their best of cameras in the highest peaks. Can be seen at this particular situation, can be seen in all these areas. Now, what is preventing, there is no doubt about our capability of our armed forces. What is preventing them from taking action, Dr. Swami? We are losing such valuable areas for which we are seeing protests happening in Ladakh and Leh. And the farmers and the people in that area are not allowed to allow their sheep or their animals to graze. And the Indian, the police there is saying, you cannot go. So what is going on, Dr. Swami? How do we resolve this?
If you are chicken, this is the outcome. You may be, you may think that you can tramp on Indians, but you know that the Chinese are a mighty force for which we'll have to put all our strength. And you say, you begin to wonder that, you get frightened. When you're frightened, you can always imagine all kinds of things. You don't have a positive attitude that, yes, we can do it. And we have done it in the past. I gave you the example pass in Sikkim, where we bashed the Chinese up, and you know, it was a high, you know, the high area for the mountain, and they pushed them down and back into China. And then the Sumdurung, I have not seen any place where when the Indian troops after 1962 were given freedom to take action, they've acted and they've taught China a lesson. China is banking on the cowardice of our leaders. This is what the information I get from my sources who study China and know China.
Okay. Dr. Swami, I'm going to display one more, because one of the viewers asked, how much of land is China occupying? We actually discussed this in one of our shows earlier, Dr. I'm just going to share that, and yes, I want your comments on it. So this is something we shared, I think, a while ago. How China is occupied, and again, we're continually saying,
yes,
Sekoyayani. In fact, yes, Dr. Swami, in 2019, for a parliamentary question that was asked, the minister, the then minister, openly admitted there were many transgressions into India. Just bear with me, Dr. Swami. I will share that information as well. Because we, the people need to know that on one hand, Modi is going on stage and saying koi ayani, koi gayani. But at the end of the day, this is a parliamentary question that was asked, and this is the answer. Details of transgression in the past 3 years is 16, 17, 18. 19, they are calculating this. So in 16, there were 273. In 2017, there were 426 and 326 in 18. Obviously, after that COVID, there is no data. Jagdishji, correct me if I'm wrong. So they are not giving out this data. I think even you asked this question. That is why they
stopped. No, not data. No, they have denied information on the pretext national interest. Dr. Swami filed a question in the Rajya Sabha, and the ministry through the Rajya Sabha Secretariat says that it will not be discussed or answered in national interest, which Dr. Swami referred to in his initial talk when we started the program.
And let me add, I filed a right to information. They, instead of saying anything, they just won't answer. They're supposed to answer within 10 days. They're even after 3 months, they didn't answer. So finally, I had to go right to the top. And they, I must say, the Chief of Information Commission. Commissioner, he was excellent. He fired them all. He said, well, what do you mean by not keeping quiet about this? You should have said something and produced the information. What is the difficulty? And he has given them 30 days. Now 25 days are over. Another 5 days, we'll see whether they give or not. After that, I'll go for contempt petitions against all these officers. And the officers sitting there, they all had their heads down. They were ashamed to even look me in the eye. They all know this is wrong. And that is why. And why? Well, if you're being blackmailed by the Chinese, please tell us why. If the Russians are blackmailing as a proxy for China, please tell me why. And if you want me to investigate and tell you, I can investigate and tell you in another program in our thing as to why this fear is there. What is it that the Chinese know about our leadership, which we don't know?
So, Dr. Swami, coming to the same thing, there was one of the questions that I asked. Is Modi trying to hide the incompetencies of the Babus or the MEA? Or is it overall incompetency or basically cowardice? Because why is this continuously happening, even today? Why is this continuously happening, Dr. Swami?
It's a simple question that he has to hide something which he has to hide. Mm-hmm. I'll not say anything more. Perhaps if I get some material which I'm seeking very hard to get, then I will have another show and put it out. But at the moment, there is no question of we are not capable, we don't have enough people. All that is rubbish. We are totally capable, and we are the entire tracks is in our favor. The Chinese will have to run for their life if we get moving. And the fear is something else. And that fear, I'm not in a position to tell you now.
Okay. No, but at the end of the day, this doesn't show the army, unfortunately, this the lack of courage or whatever you may call it, or incompetence, is impacting the army's image, Dr. Swami, in spite of them defending our borders so bravely, whatever they're doing. Unfortunately, is this not impacting the army?
Well, you know, it will recover in no time. Even Jawaharlal Nehru's time, the army's image was very badly affected because the generals there all ran away. And they were, you know, the old stories, how the soldiers were butchered by the Chinese. All these had that time made people very unhappy. But in the end, as I say, in 1967, they were back in action. After that, the Chinese have never been able to, get the better of Indians. Even in Galwan, against the advice, there was no advice from the government of India. Yet these Jawans, to defend that mountainous area, they fought and pushed. And you know, we had an agreement. They won't use military arms like pistols and rifles and so on. So they use their hand and they use stones. They use sticks. And they killed at least 100 Chinese soldiers, and ours only 20 were killed. The world knows this, but in our country we didn't publicize it because it might generate some euphoria for us and start pushing the Prime Minister to go for a war to remove China from every part of India. But the fact is that Indian Army can fight tomorrow. You don't even need more than 24 hours. Get ready, go. And I will tell you, the Chinese, after 2-3 days, will start running back because there's no motivation in the Chinese soldiers, according to my information.
Arvind ji, aap kuch Hindi mein sawal pooch sakte hain ki bahut sare darshakon ne Hindi se baat karne liye pooch rahe hain. Unmute kijiye, please. Jagdish, Arvind ji, please unmute.
Dr. Swami, we are in the midst of election. Hum chunav ke beech mein hain. और एक रिपोर्ट आई है अभी हाल में कि आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस का सहारा लेकर चाइना हमारे चुनाव को डिसरप्ट करना चाहता है और डिसरप्शंस की प्लानिंग कर रहा है. उसमें डीप फेक फोटोज हो सकते हैं, फेक रिपोर्ट्स हो सकते हैं और तमाम तरह के डिसरप्शंस वो प्लान कर रहा है और किसी तरह उसको मैनिपुलेट करने की कोशिश कर रहा है. डू यू थिंक वी कैन काउंटर दैट?
We are far superior in artificial intelligence than China, I can tell you. And second, we have countries which will side with us to put China down, to show that they are people who have out of date technology. Artificial intelligence not so easy to use like this. Only thing, we shouldn't lose our nerve if the Chinese do it when it comes. And then when you retaliate, you'll see the Chinese will be in no position to take it forward.
Only thing is, election is such a sensitive issue, ek mahine ke andar, do mahine ke andar, reaction is so fast that time is very limited to control that or counter that.
Well, see, the question basically is they have tried to manage the elections in the sense that today newspapers are all acting like pussycats. And they are not covering all the members, even people within the BJP, whom I think some people want defeated. Even there, they are not being covered. Two of them have come to me asking me whether I can help them get newspaper coverage. I said, I myself can't get it. How can you? I can get it for you. So I think these are issues which are there. You are not going to get a perfect situation. Once you start the fight, you'll see everything will start falling in its place.
Dr. Swami, some of our viewers would like to know, although you have touched on the subject,
yes,
what happens if there is a border, transgression or whatever happens? Does the political bosses in Delhi have to give the command, or can the local army people on their own, Indian army people, take action? Because if this, whether it is a failure of the political leadership or the failure of our army, some of our viewers want to know.
Our army, we are a civil society. We will never like to see the army taking the law into its own hands. It has to be an order from the political authority. and the army must stick to that also.
There's another question on the screen, Dr. Swami.
Yes.
It's on the screen.
Yes. The current Kuomintang. You know what Kuomintang, Chiang Kai-shek's, the one that ran away to Taiwan. Well, I mean, in that case, see, it's we don't have to think like that, because that time there was an internal revolt of Mao Zedong, and slowly Mao Zedong, you know, he surrounded Beijing. And so Chiang Kai-shek and others packed up their bags and went to Taiwan. But today's Taiwan, they can do quite a lot of damage to China. And that's why China is not in a position to go and take it over. It's not that easy. And the new generation of Taiwanese are very, very, very able people. And we should tell the Chinese that we recognize the People's Republic of China, and you have misused it. And now we may consider that the real China is Taiwan and not you, if there is a war. So, and the Chinese, the Taiwanese have excellent, electronics, artificial intelligence, everything. They are very advanced people. So they can be of great help to us. So I don't think that our soldiers are, under any circumstances, will be demoralized. And if the country all rises in demand, they will be very happy to do it. But we need the political authority to give the order, because we are all said and done a country with its constitution, and we cannot have chaos in letting anyone and anyone who wants to defend the country to come out and start his own fight.
Dr. Swami, one of our viewers, and many people from Ladakh, Ladakh wants to know, what is your message to this agitation, peaceful agitation by Sonam Wangchuk, which is going on in Ladakh on environmental sixth schedule and the border issues? What is your message to this peaceful agitation which is going on there?
I fully support it. I would have gone myself if it weren't for the fact that it was very short notice. I got 2 days notice, and I had a court case which I have to deal with, which is very important, and I can't put it off. So the question is, I think the VHS team will go to Ladakh. Let it be end of April, because then the weather will be wonderful, and we all stand by them. Be peaceful. Don't do any violent activity. The government of India can't touch you. If they do try and do something wrong, we'll all be there to help you to go to court and give you justice from that. So they should. Satyagraha is a historic. Our historical legacy, you see, Mahatma Gandhi showed how by Satyagraha, even a powerful military country in those days, it was a powerful military country, namely Britain, had to ultimately leave the country and go. So therefore, their Satyagraha should continue. They should not be afraid. And if there's any misbehavior, please let us know, and we will take it up in the court of law to get them full protection.
Dr. Swami, here is another question. AFSPA, right? Is it harming the national unity in the Northeast, or is it justified? Your views.
Well, I don't know how it's being implemented. You see, all these events, there's no doubt that we have to be very careful to see that people in the far corners of India don't get influenced by neighboring countries and then pick up guns like we saw in Northeast recently. We have to protect it, and we have to also assure our soldiers who are there, who are facing life and death issues defending the country, that we'll stand by them. So I think I would rather tell the people in these Northeastern states and others, you want justice, keep yours, do it satyagraha wise, and sooner or later we will see that you get your justice.
So, Dr. Swami, another quick question. China is encircled, the failed ahankari attitude, why the tiny neighbors like Maldives, small people, they're turning against India. So what are your thoughts? I mean, what is giving them that kind of, I mean, the guts or the courage to do this, Dr. Swami? I mean, why are they kicking out even India that has supported them so long?
Well, I mean, if they're supported and they're kicking you out, then it means that you have not built up infrastructure in that place. Actually, the people who have come to power came to power because they defeated the pro-Indian people. They are really very good people who had come to power. And I had at that time a say in the matter because Rajiv Gandhi took the stand of sending planes in large numbers to Maldives. And the Maldives suddenly then cracked up. That time the LTT, it was not called LTT, it was called PLOT, P-L-O-T-E or something like that.
Right.
They had turned up there in big numbers. And our soldiers went and bashed them, finished them all. And liberated them. And later on, their prime minister came to India, and Rajiv Gandhi also invited me for the dinner. And he was so glad. Even today, I will tell you that 70% and more of the people of Maldives are in our favor. But our government is so weak that they kick you out and you agree. They say, all military men have to go. How does a military man feel that he is being told to march in reverse gear? I mean, what does he think about our government then? So we should have landed troops in Maldives and told them, behave, otherwise we'll take over the whole island and merge it with India.
Arvind ji, aap Hindi mein kuch sawal puchna chahte hain, kyunki abhi 3 minute
baki hai. It's nearing 9 o'clock.
अरविंद जी,
डॉक्टर स्वामी, चाइना और भारत के बीच में जो संबंध है इतने संवेदनशील हैं, न केवल सामरिक दृष्टि, दैट इज मिलिट्री बाय वे ऑफ मिलिट्री, बट इवन इकोनॉमिकली, आई मीन वी हैव सो मच ट्रेड बिटवीन इंडिया एंड चाइना, एंड एनी टेंशन बिटवीन इंडिया एंड चाइना डिस्टर्ब्स अवर इकोनॉमी.
नहीं नहीं, वो तो ऐसे ही अनावश्यक भय है, क्योंकि हमारी जो अर्थ प्रणाली है वो तो कई बार उन्होंने अर्थ प्रणाली ने दिखाई है कि हम अपने पांव पर खड़े हो सकते हैं. थोड़ी दिक्कत हो सकती है, परंतु कोई चाइना कुछ नहीं कर सकता. चाइना चले जाए तो चाइना का इन्हीं समस्या होगी, क्योंकि जो चाइना हमसे हमको एक्सपोर्ट करती है वो ज़्यादा एक्सपोर्ट करती है और हमसे इंपोर्ट करना कम होती है. तो हमारा इंपोर्ट उठने से हमारे कोई नुकसान होने वाला नहीं है. हम बहुत ज़्यादा भेज नहीं रहे. उनसे जो आ रही है उसको तो हम दूसरे देश से ले सकते हैं. चाइना से थोड़ा सस्ता है, परंतु उसकी क्वालिटी भी उतना अच्छा नहीं है. लेनोवो क्यों खरीदना हमें चाहिए? HP खरीद लो, थोड़ा ज़्यादा एक्सपेंसिव होगा, परंतु उसका जो कार्यकाल है वो तो बहुत लंबा होगा चाइना के कंपैरिजन में. तो मैं समझता हूँ ये सब कुछ असर नहीं हो सकता. जो सोचते हैं वो समझते, मैं समझता हूँ कि चाइना के प्रोपेगेंडे से उनकी मस्तिष्क में कुछ असर हुआ है.
खासतौर से दवाओं के मामले में, फार्मास्यूटिकल इंडस्ट्री में, वी आर सो मच डिपेंडेंट ऑन दी.
नहीं देखिये, मैं ये डिपेंडेंस के लिए कोई विकल्प नहीं मिल सकता, ऐसा मैं नहीं कह सकता. यदि चाइना के कारण हमारे में कोई कमी आएगी, मैं कम से कम 10 देश बता सकता हूं जो हमें सस्ते, चाइना से भी सस्ते दाम पर हमको बेचेंगे. परंतु उनको लगना चाहिए कि ये जो भारत देश है ये खड़ा हो सकता है चाइना के खिलाफ. अब जब आपके आप उनके पास जो जानकारी है वो है कि हमारे पास हमारे जो नेता हैं वो चाइना के सामने खड़े होने के लिए डरते हैं, तो इसीलिए वो कुछ करेंगे नहीं, क्यों हमें मदद करें. तो मैं कहूंगा कि तो चाइना के सामने खड़े हो जाकर तो कई देश आपके लिए आएंगे जो कर सकते हैं. जो यूक्रेन एक छोटा सा देश, रशिया का क्या हालत करके रखा है. वो पहले तो पुतिन कहता था 3 दिन में हम कब्जा कर लेंगे यूक्रेन को. अब से उनसे पूछो, अब तो यूक्रेन के लोग रशिया के अंदर घुस के वहां बॉम्बिंग कर रहे हैं, तो ये रशिया रोक नहीं पा रहा है. तो इसीलिए
लास्ट क्वेश्चन ऑन इकोनॉमिक्स, इंडिया चाइना का जो तनाव है, टेंशन है, काफी टाइम से चलता आ रहा है. और ये भी कहा जा रहा है कि मल्टीनेशनल कंपनीज जो चाइना में जिनका हेडक्वार्टर है या चाइना में जिनकी मैन्युफैक्चरिंग यूनिट है, दे विल शिफ्ट टुवर्ड्स इंडिया. इनफैक्ट इंडियन पीपल हैव बीन एक्सपेक्टिंग दैट इन केस ऑफ टेंशन बिटवीन यूएस एंड चाइना एंड इवन ड्यूरिंग द कोरोना इट वॉज एक्सपेक्टेड कि जो मल्टीनेशनल कंपनीज चाइना में ऑपरेट कर रहे हैं वो अपना ऑपरेशन इंडिया में शिफ्ट करेंगे. डू यू थिंक एनी चांसेस ऑफ दैट?
ओ यस, हमारी जो लेबर है ज्यादा एजुकेटेड है और वेजेस में डॉलर के टर्म में चाइना से भी सस्ता है. तो हम ये सारी जो बाबू बैठकर ये जो पर्चा वर्चा बनाई है उस सब को खत्म करके आप स्ट्रीमलाइन कर दो कि आप विदेश से आओगे तो हम जगह ये दे देंगे, तुम उसमें जो करना करो, कितना एक्सपोर्ट करना है, कितना इंपोर्ट करना है, यही तय कर लो. ये कोई कम से कम रुकावट न्यूनतम हो तो मैं कहता हूँ कि दुनिया भर से लोग आएंगे. क्यों चाइना से जो है, मैं तो कहता हूँ अमेरिका से भी लोग आएंगे, क्योंकि हमारा लेबर इतना चीप है और इतना हमारे लेबर की ज्ञान है, पढ़ाई है. आज अमेरिका में उन्होंने चुपचाप वीजा का जो रूल है, यहाँ बैठे हैं रमेश वो बता सकते हैं, उन्होंने जितने लोगों को वीजा देने के लिए पहले था उसका 4 गुना ज्यादा बढ़ा दिया है. क्योंकि जो इंडियन आते हैं वहाँ कोई गड़बड़ नहीं करते, कोई यानी वहाँ के लोगों की जो इच्छा है उसके अनुसार हम यानी विरोध में नहीं जाते, और बुद्धिमान है और ज्ञानी है और रिसर्च में सबसे आगे है. ये तो ये यहाँ इसकी खबर नहीं होती है, परंतु तो मैं जानता हूँ कि कल ऐसा हो जाए कि अमेरिका हमें मदद करने के लिए जरूरी है और अमेरिका से जो हम इंडिया से लेनी चाहती है वो ले सकती है, तो फिर मैं कहता हूँ कि हमें किसी और की जरूरत भी नहीं होगी.
अरविंद जी, आप यू कैन कंक्लूड जी.
या डॉक्टर स्वामी, अब ये चाइना के बारे में जो आपने जितनी जानकारी हमारे दर्शकों को उपलब्ध कराई, नॉट ओनली दिस प्रोग्राम, प्रोग्राम आफ्टर प्रोग्राम, व्हेनेवर वी डिस्कस दिस चाइना इशू, you have been an expert on China, you have written books on India-China relationship, you have written books on Chinese economy, not only you have written books, you have taught American students at Harvard Chinese economics. So basically, nobody can get better than you to discuss China, and you are an expert on defense as well. So right perspective you have provided to our viewers, thank you very much for that. And as I mentioned earlier, that this is very sensitive time for us. We are in the midst of the election, and in 2 months' time, our new parliament will come. Whether this new old government, which has been there in existence for 10 years, has been acting or not, and why they are not acting, you have analyzed, and our anchors Jagdish Shetty and Ramesh Swamy have also provided very good input, essential input, by way of asking questions, so that this debate could be very enlightening. Thank you very much for that. I thank our support from the viewers today. So many questions we were asking. In fact, such a debate or such a topic which may not have a wider appeal, but the way the people are asking questions, I think this was very timely, and it was very interesting for our viewers as well. Thank you, viewers, for asking so many questions and raising so many issues to make this discussion more lively, and Dr. Swamy for answering. Thank you very much. Thanks the technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Tejas Navalgul, Swaminathan, Gadgi Rakesh, Ishwar Iyer, Vishal Mehta, Ajesh Nair, and Gurudat Shetty. And this team has been doing wonder, and we have just entered 4 years. We have completed 4 years of this program. In fact, now we, as Jagdish had said in the beginning, globally, we are watched. This program is watched in more than 110 countries. And thank you, viewer, for constantly supporting us. We'll be meeting again next Sunday with a new topic and with Dr. Subramanian Swamy. Till then, Namaskar, Jai Hind.
Jai Shri Ram.
And I-